First Kings, chapter 9. And it came to pass, when Solomon had finished the building of the house of Yahweh, and the king's house, and all Solomon's desire which he was pleased to do, that Yahweh appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared to him at Gibeon. And Yahweh said to him, I have heard your prayer and your supplication that you have made before me. I have hallowed this house which you have built to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And if you will walk before me as David your father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded you, and will keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David your father, when I said, There shall not fail you a man upon the throne of Israel. If you shall at all turn from following me, you or your children, and will not keep my commandments, my statutes which I've set before you, but go and serve other Elohim and worship them, then I will cut off Israel out of the land which I've given them, and this house which I have hallowed for my name will I cast out of my sight, and Israel will be a proverb and a byword among all people. And at this house, which is high, everyone that passes by it shall be astonished and shall hiss, and they shall say, Why has Yahweh done this and this to this land and to this house? And they will answer, Because they forsook Yahweh, their Elohim, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold upon other Elohim, and have worshipped them, and served them. For this reason has Yahweh brought upon them all this evil. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, when Solomon had built the two houses, the house of Yahweh and the king's house, Hiram, the king of Tyre, had furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees and with gold according to all his desire. That then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. And Hiram came out from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, and they did not please him. And he said, What cities are these which you've given me, my brother? And he called them the land of Kabul to this day. And Hiram sent to the king 60 talents of gold, and this is the reason of the levy which King Solomon raised, for to build the house of Yahweh, and his own house, and Millo, and the wall of Jerusalem, and Hazor, and Megiddo, and Gezer. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, had gone up and taken Gezer, and burnt it with fire, and slain the Canaanites that dwelt in the city, and gave it for a present to his daughter, Solomon's wife. And Solomon built Gezer, and Beth Horon, the Nether, and Baalath, and Tadmor in the wilderness, in the land, and all the cities of store that Solomon had, and cities for his chariots, and cities for his horsemen, and that which Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem, and in Lebanon, and in all the land of his dominion. And all the people that were left of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, which were not of the children of Israel, their children that were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel also were not able to utterly destroy, upon those did Solomon levy a tribute of bond service to this day. But of the children of Israel did Solomon make no bondmen, but they were men of war, and his servants, and his princes, and his captains, and rulers of his chariots, and his horsemen. These were the chief of the officers that were over Solomon's work, 550, which bore rule over the people that wrought in the work. But Pharaoh's daughter came up out of the city of David to her house, which Solomon had built for her. And then he did build Millo. And 3 times in a year did Solomon offer burnt offerings and peace offerings upon the altar which he built to Yahweh, and he burnt incense upon the altar that was before Yahweh. So he finished the house. And King Solomon made a navy of ships in Ezion-Geber, which is beside Eloth, on the shore of the Red Sea, in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent in the navy his servants, shipmen that had knowledge of the sea, with the servants of Solomon. And they came to Ophir, and fetched from there gold, 420 talents, and brought it to King Solomon. End of chapter.